Okay, today's topic, as Hashem, we're going to try and discuss the sugya of Mavi Akum, and also the tangentially but very, very much related topic of Mavi Asu Kenadal on Erev and Daf Vav, Mavi Akum, and Kenadal on Daf Chesem and Beis. What I tried to do was to try and organize the material, since there's quite a lot of it scattered through several different Dafim of Gemara, and try and organize the material such that it's clear. I have a few ha'aros, but mostly it'll be just being misadded the shitos in the I guess some of the more major shitos in Rishonim, and the major questions that are asked. I mean, if you look at the outline, God willing, we'll see exactly how much time we have, but God willing, over the next hour plus, we'll try and cover what the Shaklatari of the Gemara is, the first section on Daf Vav, within Mavai Akum, the different shitos in Rishonim. Two major ones, but there's nuances between them. Second, we'll try and deal with the questions on, I guess, the shitos that hold that there should be a tikkun in the Mavi Akum be'emtza iso. Then we'll try and explain the third section, what the reasoning of the Ri who disagrees, those who say that you don't need, others who disagree think that you don't need a tikkun be'emtza iso. And then probably lastly, we'll go through all the rayos that there are for Shitas Rashi. That'll be section 4, and as you can see, there's quite a number of rayos for Rashi, and possibly how the rayos could be, how we would be docha the rayos according to the other opinion. Okay, so beginning from the beginning, the Gemara in Daf Vav, Amud Aleph, in the middle of the sugya about Pirtzas in Tzad of a Mavoi, says as a raya to how big the Pirtzas on the side should be. We're going to bring a raya from Mavai Akum. The Gemara says, the Itmar Mavai Akum, smack in the middle. A Mavai Akum Rav says, Torasu Kimafulosh, and Shmuel says, Torasu Kisasa. Rav says that the Mavai Akum has the din of a Mavai Fulosh, and Shmuel says that it would be, have the Torah of a Mavai Sasa. So the question is, what do those, basically, that's the only line that we're going to be working with, basically. Not the only line. The Gemara asks, should keep going a few lines. Gemara asks, "B'may askinan? Where is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel? I lema biyoser mi eser, v'ha lema Shmuel torasu kisasum? If you'll tell me that the machlokas Rav and Shmuel was about where something about the mavoi was more than 10, so then Shmuel wouldn't have said it's torasu kisasum. So it must be that the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel really elalava eser. It must be that the machlokas Rav and Shmuel was where the something about the mavoi was only 10." So, several different opinions about what that means. Rashi understands, at least Rashi has printed Lefanenu, seems to understand the opinion of Rav. Let's go back to Shitas Rav and Shitas Shmuel. A Mavoi Akum, the Pasha says we're dealing with a Mavoi Akum. This is the way I think you might all the Rishonim understand a Mavoi Akum. It's basically just an L shape, like this. You have a Rosh Hasharabim over here, Rosh Hasharabim over here. And then the question is, what exactly are we doing to misakin this mavoi? What's its din? Rav says that the mavoi is considered to be mefulosh. So Rashi understands that what that means by mefulosh is that the mavoi is considered to have the din of a mavoi mefulosh. Akumiso, meaning here, at this point in the middle of the mavoi, at the point where it curves, this has a din of a mavoi mefulosh. A mavoi mefulosh is pasuach l'rishus harabim. And because of the fact that it's Pasuach L'Rishas Arabim, so it's going to require, according to Rav, a Tzuras HaPesach over here. And at each one of the ends, you'll have either a Lechi or a Korah, according to Rashi, according to Rav. According to another Lechi down here. That's according to the way Rashi says within Rav. Now, Shmuel holds its mavoi, the mavoi is considered to be, this type of mavoi is considered sasum. I mean, really, the way the Ritva looks at it, if you look at it, each one of these mavois really closes off, you know, this mavoi really ends in a dead end, and it just happens to have an opening on the side, where this mavoi keeps going, and really, you look at it as though each one of those ends, you know, with a wall, it just happens to be that there's a gap on the side, which may be why it's related to the sugya of Pirtzas Mavoi Betzido, because if you just remove either one of the mavos that's on the side, you end up basically with a Pirtza on the Tzad HaMavoi. So, according to Rashi, within Shmuel, Rashi has two Lashonos. since this mavei is considered to be a mavei sasum, so either that means it's tarasu kesasum ve'at mumisa, meaning you need the Torah of a mavei sasum, you put a lechi here instead of a tzuris ha-pesach. So let's say this is Rav, according to Rashi, and according to Shmuel, at the Akumis we would require within, a lefi over here, or a lefi, and this is according to Rashi's lashon, which he quotes b'shem Rabbo. So Rabbo Shorashi thinks that you require a lechi there. According to the opinion of Rashi himself, Rashi thinks that that's incorrect. Really, according to Shmuel, there shouldn't be anything here at all. You don't need anything. So that's Atmo. Rashi thinks that you don't need anything at the Akumis. It's when Shmuel says Torasu Kisasum, it means it's completely, totally like a Mavei Sasum, and therefore the only tikkun it's going to need is going to be the standard lechi at the end of either end of the two mavos. What's important to note is that the way Rashi is misyaches, being within Rav, being within Shmuel, no matter which version of Shmuel we're accepting, Rashi seems to be understanding that the two mavos are that the Mavei Akum itself is really comprised of two mavos and not comprised of one. If you look at the way Rashi is presented by the Rush, so the Rush in Simon Vav in the back presents Rashi, also is referring to Torahs. There are a few words within Rashi which he adds in, which we don't have, but more importantly, he also suggests that Rashi would just as well accept the Tikkun according to Rav to be the Tzuras, that you could put a Tzuras HaPesach theoretically here, a Tzuras HaPesach at either end, and really you could have a Lechi Be'emsa according to Rav. That it would be sufficient to treat it. When we say Rav says it's Mefulash, you really could put two Tzuras HaPesach at either end and a Lechi Be'emsa. So it's just interesting that the Rush brings that down as being an alternate Shita for Rashi, because if you look at the Tshuvas HaRashba, and it's item 3 there, within the opinions what the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is, the Shoel in the Tshuva, in Simon Reish Samach Tes, says that he thinks that Shitas Rashi is only if you have a Lechi, it's to say you have a Lechi here, a Lechi there, and the Tzuras HaPesach Be'emzo, like we explained, like Rashi seems to say in the Gemara, the way the Rush has it. So Rashi also held that you could put a Tzuras HaPesach on either side and a Lechi Be'emsa. That, the Shoel says, is actually the opinion of the Ri. The Shoel quotes the opinion of the Ri. It is the only place so far that I found that somebody's quoted the Ri as saying that. The Rashba's Masig on the Ri as well, when we'll get to the Shitas HaRashba in a minute. But it's interesting to note that the other Rishonim who bring the opinion of the Ri don't quote the Ri as saying you need a Tikkun Be'emsa at all. They don't say that he needs a Lechi Be'emsa. So it's just interesting to note that which the Rush brings as Shitas Rashi, or as an addendum to Shitas Rashi, is possibly actually a machlokas between Rashi and the Ri. Rashi would say you don't need that. He might hold that it also works, but he says you don't need that. And the Ri says no, it doesn't work the way Rashi says to put a lechi on either side and a tzuras ha-pesach be'emtza. The Ri's hasaga lefi the shoel in the Rashba says that the way Rashi says it is the mavo is going to come. Oh, I'm skipping ahead. Let's save why exactly he doesn't like Pirush Rashi for the next bit. The last sheet that we're going to discuss will be the sheet of what's brought is the sheet of the Ri in the Rush. It's brought that way by many of the other Rishonim as well, and it's the sheet of the Rashba as well. Although the Rashba doesn't quote it b'shem the Ri, as I said, he seems to quote in the Shoel, at least he quotes the Tshuva that he thinks the Ri held somewhat like Rashi. The opinion of the Ri, we'll call it the standard pshat in the Ri, is that there is absolutely no tikkun, even the Firav, there's no tikkun whatsoever in the Emsa Us HaMavoy. The difference between the Shita of Rav and Shmuel is that, according to Shmuel, you'll have a Lechi on either end and nothing but Emsa, and according to Rav, you'll need a Tzuras HaPesach at one end, either this end or that end, and the other end will have a Lechi, but there'll be no tikkun but Emsa. That's like a standard Mavoy Mefulash, meaning Rav says a Mavoy Akum is considered to be a Mavoy Mefulash, that means, in every respect, it's like a Mavoy Mefulash. The same way a Mavi Mefulash has a Tzuras HaPesach on one end, or a Lechi and a Lechi on the other end, at least the Fi, the Tanakhama of the Gemara, we're not going to discuss today, Vav Man Aleph. So that's the standard tikkun for a Mavi Mefulash Lurshas HaRabim. Because of the fact that some people had suggested maybe there's a second Lashon within Rashi, that the same way Rashi had two Lashonas within Shmuel, so too that there might be two Lashonas within Rav as well, maybe Rashi should agree to, maybe Rashi should think that there's a, maybe there's an alternate shot within Rav that holds that, like the Ri essentially, that it should be a Tzuris HaPesach at one end and a Lechi at the other end. So I just wanted to dispel that notion. Number one, there's a Rashba that says Beferish that Rashi thinks that, of, you know, if you hold like the, let's say, the Lashon in Shmuel, that there's nothing Be'emtza, Rashi's Mefarish that potentially Shmuel holds that there's just two L'chayayim on either end, and there's nothing Be'emtza. Within that pshat, Rashi thinks that Rav still would agree, would still think that you need a Tikkun Be'emtza. Rashba says it. It's also Mashma from Rashi on Daf Ches, Amud Beis. Rashi in Ches Amud Beis, when he's discussing the opinion of Shmuel, notes in Dibra Masvil, Hachi Yarsinon, sorry, not Hachi Yarsinon, in Keman Kishmuel Amar, he mentions at the very end, he says that Shmuel's opinion would be that the Hamris lo ba'i tikkun la'akmumiso kishmuel, that the opinion of Shmuel is that you don't require a tikkun ba'akmumiso like Shmuel. But that's mashma, that Rav himself would require a tikkun ba'akmumiso. And Rashi's being mefari Shmuel according to the his own taich of mavoi akum, not his Rebbe's taich of mavoi akum according to Shmuel. So he doesn't require a tikkun be'emtza according to Shmuel, but he does require, it's mashma that Rashi would require a tikkun be'emtza l'fi Rav. It's sort of a point agav. Now the questions are what mode? Yeah. Oh, just it was a discussion that I had with people in the course of learning the sugya. The second point I want to make is, okay, so now we have the shitos. Let's call two basic shitos are those who require, according to, we're going to focus on shitos Rav. There are two basic shitos. The shita of those who require a tikkun be'emtza according to Rav, and let's say a tikkun be'emtza according, and those who require no tikkun be'emtza according to Rav. So why exactly would one not want to say, like Pirish Rashi, that there are, like, that there is a tikkun be'emtza according to Rav? So there are two basic ways that the Rishonim, two basic questions that the Rishonim say motivate the Ri, or motivate them, to not say like Rashi. There are side points or side questions that they also raise, but they say that the basic reason why they don't like Rashi is for one of two reasons. Those are the first two reasons that I list in section two. Number one, first question is, according to Rashi, the Mavoi Mefulush, a Mavoi Akum, which is considered Kimefulush, is actually more Chamor than a regular Mavoi Mefulush. Regular Mavoi Mefulush only requires a Tzuris HaPesach and a Lechi. Here, you're going to require two Lechayayim at least, and a Tzuris HaPesach Be'emtza. That's going to be more Chamor than a regular Mavoi Mefulush. If you just view it as, if you were to take the perspective of the Mavoi Mefulush, the Mavoi Akum being basically one long Mavoi, that happens to have a twist in the middle, so then their question is very readily understandable. The reason is that we object to Pirush Rashi is because it's essentially a Mavoi Mefulush. You just look at it as though it was straightened out, and it's one long Mavoi, so then why is it Takamor Chom, or why should there be anything Be'emtza, according to Rashi? Now that'll also be, Ritva brings that that's also a question, Lefi Rashi's Rebbe's Pshat within Shmuel, that why should the Tikkun of a Mavoi Sasum require that there be, you know, if you view it as really being sasim, why should you require a tikkun be'emtza? That you should just require the standard lechi at either end. You're saying it's two different mavos, so just put a tikkun of a lechi on either end of the, on either end, and don't require anything be'emtza. So the answer to that question, according to Rashi, is very simple. Rashi told you already that in, when Rashi quotes it in the sugya, he says that each one of the mavos, he says there are really two mavos here, and each one is considered mefulash l'chaveiro. The Ritva speaks out a little bit more with the Fi Rashi that really the pilush, that they're mefulash one to the other, where they're mefulash in the El, is really considered to be like a Pesach, where you're yotzei v'nichnas from one to the other, and that's ki'ilu mefulash l'rishas harabim. So that's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, that'll require the tikkun of a regular mavi mefulash l'rishas harabim. Each one of them requires a tikkun of a mavi mefulash l'rishas harabim. And if you'll ask me, so where are you going to put the Tzuris HaPesach? Well, if I put a Tzuris HaPesach at either end of the mavoi akum, so then I'm going to end up with the problem that the other Pesach doesn't have a tikkun of a, which is a mavi mefulash, essentially, two different mavos mefulashim. One of those mavos mefulashim doesn't have a tikkun of a Tzuris HaPesach at all. They're just two lechis on, let's say if you were to put two lechis, one lechi here, one lechi there, so then you only have a Tzuris HaPesach here, that's not going to work for this mavoi here at all. So Rashi will easily answer up that question, or that objection of the Ri. Now, you could say you don't like to say that it's you viewing it as two different mevo'ot, so that you don't think Chazal should be misacking it like that. But Lemaisa, if Chazal were misacking that it's two different mevo'ot, and they view it as two different mevo'ot, so we understand very well why Rashi is not bothered by the problem of, oh, why is this more chomer than a foolish gomer? Now, there's an alternate teretz that... Yeah.
Are you going to explain it? In the show of Rashi would also disagree with two Tzeres Pesachs on the end. Why would Rashi disagree?
Rashi wouldn't... I didn't say Rashi would necessarily disagree with that. Rashi might be masking that could also work. He just wouldn't require it. The question is more, why did the Shoel not like Peirush Rashi? Because it's more chomer than a mavi mefulosh, when he himself also says you need something that's more than a mavi mefulosh. Meaning a mavi mefulosh normally requires a tzuros ha-pesach and a lechi. All of a sudden he's saying you need two tzuros ha-pesachs and a lechi v'emtza. So why isn't that also more chomer? So
you don't think anyone's going to argue on the rush, it's extension of rush.
If you were to say the two, meaning why shouldn't two stimos mamish and then you have a lechi v'emtza, I would think that's, you still, even if you look at it as two different mavos, so each mavo has a tzuros ha-pesach at either end, and then it has the tikkun of the lechi at the other end, so I don't know that Rashi would necessarily, I don't have any reason to believe that Rashi would disagree with that.
Even in the show, the Ri is not arguing according to that on Rashi, he's just...
The Ri is arguing that Rashi, Dafka Rashi's tzior is a problem.
It doesn't work.
It's only this when you have two lechis and a tzuris of pesach v'emtza, that's a problem. If you have two tzuris of pesach and a lechi v'emtza, so then the Ri within the Shoel says that the difference is because this may help us for the next point that we're going to make. Why would you need a tikkun v'emtza in the first place? The Shoel says that in Bedasari, the reason why his case of putting a lechi v'emtza is better is because that lechi doesn't really need to be there. It's just so that people don't think that you're walking, that you're being no-say in each one of these mevo'os be'isser. Because if all you can see when you come in is a tzuris pesach and you don't see a tikkun over here, so people who are carrying within the mavi will think, oh, we're carrying without a tikkun. I'm carrying be'isser. People who are watching that, I'm not sure exactly who we're worried about, but it's some sort of maris ayin issue. People are going to see people carrying without a tikkun at this end, so it's necessary to stake a lechi at this end, so that, which is not really necessary, but put it there anyway, just so that people can see that there's a tikkun on that end, because people are perceiving it as two different mevo'os. I mean, it's clear from that Shoel, that svara, that he is viewing it also as being two different mevo'os. He's just saying that people are not going to realize that, wait a second, they actually have a heter tiltal because there's actually a tikkun down here as well, with the tzuros ha-pesach, but they're not going to realize that that's there, because all you see looking in through the mavoi is one tzuros ha-pesach. You don't see the tikkun at the other end.
I'm saying if it's really two mevo'os,
oh, sorry. You're right. So probably he wouldn't. Okay, so you're right. He views it as more as what? Right. Yeah, that would be the maker then. Right. You're right. 100%. You're right. It should be the other way.
So then, why would he accept Rashi?
Why wouldn't he accept
Rashi?
I mean, if that was true, then you're correct. So the chlorid would be the other way. I was just chesmoning on the spot. You're right. That's totally right. My mistake. It should come out that really it's not considered two different mevo'os, at least not seriously two different mevo'os. It's more viewed as one, and it's just as to take care of a Myers Ayan issue, which brings us to the second reason that you would need a tikkun b'akumi. So to answer that first question, why should a mavoi akum be more chomer than a mavoi mefulosh? So Rashi will tell you because they're two different mevo'os. Tosvos is mashma from the end of the very, very end of the Tosvos on Daf Vav, the Masal Rav. So he has a lashon, it's like mashma, the last line. Why should a mavoi akum be more chomer than a mefulosh gomer? The sagi b'tzuros ha-pesach v'lechi echad. The be'inan shiyiru tzuros ha-pesach kol b'nei ha-mavoi. Because we need all the b'nei ha-mavoi, which is mashma, it's one mavoi. It's necessary that they all see the tzuros ha-pesach. Why should it be necessary that they all see the tzuros ha-pesach? So Tosfos doesn't really speak out why you would need that to be the case. The korban nesanal on the rush, dealing with other questions, suggests that perhaps the reason why you need a tzuros ha-pesach be'emtza, you need something be'emtza, would be because there's a gzeira that Chazal were worried about, the bnei ha-mavoi not realizing that they're in a mavoi, that they're in a mavoi that has a tikkun at both ends. They're going to think that they're in a mavoi that's mefulosh, and they're going to think that there is no tikkun at the end. Maybe this is what the Shoel was driving at in the Rashba. They're going to think they don't have a tikkun at that end of the mavoi. They're not going to realize that there's a tikkun on the other end, but they know that they're in a mavoi mefulosh for some reason. How exactly they remachalik between the two, I don't know, but the Korban Nesanal claims that you can say such a thing, that it's a mavoi mefulosh, and they know they're in a mavoi mefulosh. They know there's another end that enters to Rosh Hashanah, but they don't know about the tikkun at the other end, and people are going to accidentally come to be matir in a different seer, in an actual mavli mafulush, they'll be matir without having a tikkun at both ends. It's not clear what they're going to be chaser, whether they're going to think that they don't need a tikkun at the other end at all, or whether they're just not going to put up a tzuras ha-pesach, and therefore you put up a tzuras ha-pesach be'emsa. It's not clear from the Korban Nisanal what he thinks they're going to lack, but they're going to make some sort of mistake like that. Alternatively, he suggests, and this I have even more difficulty understanding, explain why in a minute, the people who are in one side of the Mavoi might come to carry if the Tikkun, let's say there's only a Tikkun here and there's a Tikkun there. There's a Lechi and a Tzuras HaPesach. So let's say the Lechi at this end falls off sometime before Shabbos. So now, nobody in this Mavoi over here realizes that the Tikkun at the other end of the Mavoi, since they can't see it, they don't have X-ray vision, they're not going to be able to see all the way through to the other side. They don't know that it fell down before Shabbos. They're going to come to the Metantil on Shabbos. The problem that I have with this is that basically all of our Erevin would be in trouble. If you can't see the Tzuras HaPesachs around the entire city, basically, where the Mavoi is, Beskira Achas, if there's anything blocking your vision, so then how do you know that the Erev is up there of Shabbos? So if you'll tell me, because everyone can go around and check, and that's why you should have everyone check, so then you could say, why is that a problem? Why would that there's a Takanas Chazal saying that checking doesn't work, because then you could just have the people in one Mavli check the other Mavli's Lechi before Shabbos. So I don't really understand how you're going to be able to say such a pshat, because then every single Erev, that's... Yeah.
I thought you were saying that the
pshat
is that you're not
going to...
That's not the Mukum where the Mavli ends, so why should they think to check there? If we know where our Erev is, it's around our Mukum, so we should check where the Erev is. And the people in the other Mavli are going to carry their...
I mean, they'll think
they know,
it's...
But they don't realize that that's...
That's part of their mode. Meaning they're not going to think it's part of their mode. They're not going to realize, so they're not going to think to...
But it's not... Where the ticket is isn't directly related to their...
To their...
Has to be. So it works for there, but it's not directly connected there, so they're not going to think to check. In our Erevin, we know where the makom is that we need to check. So
they're checking. Chazal's takana was for a makom where they don't think they need to check.
Why don't they know where to check? Why don't they know where to check?
Because it's not there. Their mobile goes up. Because it doesn't look like that's their mother.
That's the whole
thing.
You have a problem also.
What do you mean?
Nowadays, we don't know where we can't.
Of course we do. We know exactly where it is.
Where is it?
Whatever the makom is, that's what here it is.
Why is this in the...
Because it doesn't look like that's where it is.
They're not going to think to check.
You don't know where it is. That's because you never bothered to check. But where it is where it's supposed to be. There, it doesn't look like it's Messiakis.
They only have one option. See, they only know. They know there's only one plastic place it could possibly be. So, but that's their point, you know. The more likely to check.
People used to think about the goals in certain ways, and you don't necessarily think about them the same way. So that's why Chazal may have proposed for the way that people were not unbonding or the only babies that think about it, even though we think about everything.
We're also not one of
them. It could be, it's just the point that since it's a blind, blinded by definition. This is a category called Mavoi Akum. That's part of what's being discussed here, right? Whether it's all, you know, translates into Mavoi Mefulash or Mavoi Sasum or something in between. But especially if you think that it's something in between, so the fact that it's Akum is Koveya that you can't see the Lechi on the other side. So Al Pidin, that's if you have a regular Eruv. So I'm not saying exactly what that said, but it's said, although some of the words overlap. But you know where the Erev is. Here, by definition, you don't.
You
know
can't see where it is.
By definition, because it's a chalos mavoi akum. So by definition, you know you can't know. You know that's what it is. That's what this halachic category is. It's a mavoi where, you know, you can't know what's on the other part of it. So maybe that's why he thinks it's a strange. It's still strange. Chazakas, but. The regular chazaka doesn't apply because this is something where it's structured in that you can't know when you enter.
Just out of curiosity, could you speculate about what would happen if this mavoi became, instead of a right angle, it became like a circle, like a 90-degree circle, or basically
a curve?
Just round corners. Yeah.
That,
like rounded fully.
That might be telling on whether or not you can say. I don't know whether part of the discussion that the Rishonim are having is based off of only Rubel parts. I mean, Rosenzweig mentioned yesterday, when I spoke to him yesterday about it, mentioned that there might be some Rishonim who specifically are being matir Mavay Akum, or saying what they say about Mavay Akum, specifically because you have mechitzos that are going down all the way. Maybe you could look at it as only Rubel parts all the way to the other wall, and that's so something that really could make it theoretically like two Mavos. I'm hesitant to speculate, not knowing enough about Omid Brula, whether Omid Brula parts works be equal, which I think I had seen maybe some say you can't necessarily do. You can't.
Right.
So
some people think that Omid Brula parts would even work a lot. So
whether Rashi might be moved at the Tosfos, because you're aware the boundary between the two of them would be, or whether would you still need Lechi at the other end, because even though it's not visible, but at the same time, it's kind of closer to being one entity rather than two.
Because according to Rashi, here it's a hard stop at the end, but we don't necessarily have to say that if it's circular. It's not, there is no real defined end of the Mavoi. You're saying either Mavoi. I don't know. I could hear that Rashi might be Muda. You wouldn't necessarily say, the Makom is foolish Chavero, where's Chavero? There's no angle to define it as being Chavero.
But just going back to the show of the Chuvah Rashi,
mm-hmm.
So if the he has a problem with it. It's a lefty on both sides and the tzurpesach, right?
Yeah.
You use it as one mavoi, and so you only have a lefty. You don't have a tzurpesach at the other end.
You'll have two tzurpesach, one here and one there, and you'll have a lefty b'emtza.
That's what he doesn't like.
That's what he says is okay.
Yeah, so I'm saying the opposite.
What Rashi has.
What he doesn't like.
Yeah.
Is Rashi's case.
Yeah.
What he doesn't like, that because it's one mavoi.
Because he says it's more chamor than a mavoi, presumably because he views it as being one long mavoi, and he says that, and you're putting a lechi. Yeah, he's saying that you have a lechi. It's weird because you have a lechi.
You
have two lechayim and a tzuris pesach somewhere be'emtza hamavoi, and somehow that helps for the requirement to normally have a tzuris pesach. That's also something that is difficult.
The tzuris pesach doesn't divide up the mavoi.
Maybe it does. I mean, presumably he's saying that it is, because otherwise, why is it more chamor than a other rabbi? You're being more mekel than a mavoi mefulish, because a mavoi mefulish normally requires two lechayim. If you're saying the only thing that's important here is the two lechayim in the picture, and the tzuris pesach is not really doing anything, so then it comes out that it's more kal than a mavim mefulash in general. So that would be fine. His problem is that you're being matzrich more than that. So clearly you're treating the tzuris pesach as, or it seems like you're treating the tzuris pesach as being like a serious. It's there. It's fulfilling the normal need for a tzuris pesach within a mavoi mefulash. It's just that you seem to be adding on. That you each have to two lachis instead of just one tzuris pesach and one lachi.
The tzuris pesach functions as a kosav, so then it becomes a mavoi shlim.
Maybe. And wouldn't that be just essentially the same thing?
No.
A mavoi shlim foolish is that it's sus, is that the same thing as a mavoi shlim?
No, but when you have a mavoi foolish, you need a tzuris pesach. Is that tzuris pesach functioning as a kosav, or is it functioning as something more?
What'll come out from the machlokas teen, or how you understand the need for a tikkun b'akumis, is a nafkamina, potentially whether you could accept, whether you would need, you might relax some of the restrictions or some of the requirements for a tzuris pesach or a lechi for that matter, the emtza. If the real requirement, if you're really viewing it as one long mavoi, and essentially you've got your tikkun at either end of a lechi. On either end, or maybe so. Maybe you could imagine the tzuris pesach spanning an area or spanning a distance of more than 10. Let's say the akumis itself here would be more than 10 amos across. So normally, Shitas Rav Tosfos raises this point when he's trying to ironically bring a raya for Rashi that it's okay to have a tikkun and emtza. So Yaakov pointed out that the raya is a shreya raya for Rashi, because Rashi would tell you that this whole thing is, it doesn't make sense. But you can have a tzuris pesach that's more than Esser over here, according to Tosos, because we view these as being one long mavoi, essentially. So even though normally a tzuris pesach yosem yasser doesn't work according to Rav, specifically Rav Shita about tzuris pesach, nonetheless, because of the fact that it's only be'emtza hamavoi, there's less than 10 on either end of the mavoi, so we kind of ease up our requirements, presumably because it's just the hacker or some sort of, I mean, it obviously needs to do something more than just be a hacker, because otherwise you've got a mavoi mefulush, you've got something that's mamash a mavoi mefulush that has two lechis at either end, it doesn't have the tikkun of a tzuris pesach. So either the tzuris pesach is less necessary because really we're not looking at it as completely mefulush because it's crooked, or you say that it is really kin mefulush, but the Tzuris of Pesach, which works min haTorah, because Rav is moda that the Tzuris of Pesach Yosem Yasser works min haTorah, is sufficient for fulfilling the din of the Tzuris of Pesach that normally is required by Mavim Mefulash, but we're going to relax the restriction that it be less than Eser, the Durabanan restriction that it be less than Eser, be Eser or less, in the case of a Mavoi Akum, the Emtzei Yisov. Now Rashi would never, I don't think Rashi would agree to that. It could be that you could maybe stretch it in Rashi, that since it works min haTorah, since Alechi does, sorry, Tzuris Pesach does work in haTorah, maybe you could say it in Rashi also, but if you're really viewing them as two Rishus HaRabim, sorry, two Mavo'os that are Mefulash, the Rishus HaRabim, the Emtzei Yisov, that there's a Kilo Pesach there that's really considered Mefulash, the Makom Pilash LeChaver is really a Makom Pilash, the Rishus HaRabim, essentially, so it's two different Mavo'os, and how could you say that we're going to relax the restrictions of, say, that Tzuris Pesach is going to be Mahani for more than 10 Amos? What becomes even more glaring is, could you say, like the Mordechai says, Vashem the Maram? The Mordechai Vashem the Maram suggests, like the Shoal and the Ri, that I'm not clear on whether the Maram holds like the Ri or not. The Pashas is that the Maram holds like Rashi, because the Maram suggests that if you have a Tzuris Pesach here and Tzuris Pesach there, and you have a Lechi Be'emtza, and the Shnei Roshim have a Tzuris Pesach, and there's a Lechi Be'emtza, so then that's fine. Which I think Rashi would also be masking too, and it's a tikkun be'emtza, and it sounds like Rashi, because the Ri would say you don't have a tikkun be'emtza, unless you hold like the Shoal and the Rashba. So in that case, says the Maharam, even if the Akmumis is more than 10, a Lechi works. So now already you don't have the Svara that Toso says. Toso says that if you have a Tzuris HaPesach be'emtza and two Lechis on either side, so a Tzuris HaPesach which works min haTorah, so that's going to also work for Yasser Me'yasser here, even though normally Rav thinks that you shouldn't use that midrabanan, since min haTorah works for Yosem Yasser, it works. Nobody says, as far as I know, that Alechi Yosem Yasser works min haTorah. I mean, the whole requirement is a Pashas is a tikkun on the Ruach Revius is a derabanan. It's not necessary min haTorah to put up a Lechi. And here the Maram is saying that you can have a Lechi be'emtza as long as you have two Tzuris HaPesach on either end. The Lechi be'emtza is really sufficient, and it's okay even if it's Yosem Yasser.
I mean, maybe they hold that.
So maybe it's only a Derabbanan also, and then maybe you could say...
Well, he himself doesn't say it, though.
The Maharam says his reasoning for why it works. I should point that out. The Maharam himself says the reason why it works is because don't think that Torah... He doesn't say what he's governing. He says, because the words Torah kim foolish don't mean something. He doesn't tell you what it is. Because Rav, when he said Torah kim foolish, means that this Mavi Akum is really Kilu straight, and it's really like one long Mavi Mefulash. And since if you have a Mavi Mefulash, two Tzuris of Pesach at either end would certainly be okay. So the requirement to have Be'emtza is just so, some sort of hecker, something that should be viewed, I don't remember the exact lashon, but it should be viewed by all the Bnei HaMavi, should be able to see the Lechi Be'emtza. But it's clear that his reasoning for why it is that it would be sufficient to have a Lechi Be'emtza for Yoser Me'aser is because the Lechi wasn't really necessary to begin with. It was really, maybe Alderach, what the Shoal said in the Rashba, that it's just there so that everyone knows that you're carrying in a Mavi that has a het there, and people don't think that this is Kilu, a Mavi, you know, they're viewing it as a separate Mavi, but really it's one long Mavi, and they don't realize that this is actually a Mavi with a het there at the other end, you know, at the bottom or at the top. They're not seeing that, so we have to put something to emphasis so they don't make that mistake and think that they're, so that's why I'm a little bit on the fence right now about whether or not the Mordechai might actually hold like the Ri, because the Shoal's brought in the Tshuvas HaRashba, that might actually be the Svar of the Mordechai for why it is that it's okay to have a Lechi more than Eser as well.
In order to make the Lechi at least partially halachic, even if it is a Rishon Hecker, if you pass away a Chisaron of Lechi in Yosem Eser, is it really a Chisaron inside the Pirtz and not a Chisaron inside the Lechi? Really, here we have pirtzos of pachmias on both sides. And if I'm placing it by lachsim, so in terms of what it's doing, it's there to solve problems of pirtzos which are essen. And the mela, the lechi will work. Then in that, as a hacker. I mean, it's true.
The question is, why would it function as a hacker though? Isn't the reason why the lechi in a you're saying pirtzos yosmi esser? The real problem is not that the lechi is not nikar. It's really that the pirt.
It's a din of the pirtz. I mean, the pirtz. It's here you have two pirtzos esser. One lechi will work for both. Happens to be I'm angling in this certain direction. akin maybe to the way the Rambam looks at the issue of how lechi looks. I mean, the fact that the Rambam could have lechi in that situation also, that the Rambam thinks of shear was not about the doesn't pertain to lechi as much as to what the lechi is trying to fix. So here also, the lechi is trying to fix two parts of the Nesar. Happens to be that it doesn't work, and in this case it wouldn't work for other situations, but the etzim, that's what it's coming to do. So that's why it's not just a flag that you're putting up there, it's not just a hacker, it is a lechi. It's solving a problem which a lechi could solve, not in the right way.
Because normally a lechi wouldn't be able to solve it because it's master.
This is the etzim master here, but it's not appearance of the etzim master which it's coming to do. What it's really trying to, in each Mavli's world, it's only trying to, and also if you would flatten it out also, meaning just put the way that Seer worked out now, it is yes or yes.
Well, even if you flatten it, the Mordechai is saying there's still more than Aser and Zeiso.
He says
there's no need though, but he says that the reason why it's not a problem is because the Emsa Iso, if it's more than 10, so when you have a Tzuras Pesach on either side,
of course
it works. So then of course it works, you don't need anything to Emsa, even if the Mavoi expands to be, you know, enormous, somewhere, I don't know, enormous, but like but, yeah, fairly wide in the center, right. You don't need a Tikkun Be'emsa in a normal Mavoi Mefulish at all.
I'm wondering whether that's not just
what's the Gemara's Kash? What's the Gemara's Raya? Even with the Esra Eser, Malim Shmuel is Kisosim? Why not?
Because, I mean, again,
the signs are small.
I'm totally open to this not being a correct suggestion, maybe it is wrong, but it just wouldn't it be possible to make the distinction between saying the Gina will use a tikkun in the place. If you need the tikkun there, a Vadin's tikkun wouldn't work. Once I have tikkun on both sides, to a Pesach, so then in the middle, to have a hacker, but a flag isn't going to work. We can't use a flag because just remember you need a lechi, right? You need a lechi, which works. So here you have a lechi, which would work for each Mavoi's individual problem, and therefore it works.
Are you assuming two Mavoi's or one Mavoi?
So, for that question, I thought maybe it could go both ways. Even if it's Dino can one Mavoi, but the Mavoi has, let's say, two Chesronos.
If it's Dino can one Mavoi, then you shouldn't have the problem to explain it anyway.
The
real problem is to try to say, could you hold like Rashi and say that Rashi is fundamental?
Okay.
Meaning that the whatever is the tikkun and the emtsa isn't just a mar sayin hekker. Some people think that Rashi isn't serious,
right.
But if you take the idea that Rashi really holds that it's two different,
even in better, two mavos and zikr, two chesronos.
So if there are two mavos, then does the fact that there's tzuras haPesach in the rosh of one and tzuras haPesach in the rosh of another, does that impact on the status of the lechi in between?
That though, the lechi in between then is
making it different than any other lechi in other where there's a appearance of yes or answer. That's kind of what you're arguing, right?
That is what I'm saying. I mean, if you look at two mavos and you have two chisarnos of appearance of yeser, that's all you have. You don't have, I mean, each mavoi has a chisarn, and this lechi could solve each of those chisarnos in its own. I happen to be angled in such a way that it works.
But I'm saying, why is it better than if there was no other mavoi with a source of pasach connected to it? Or is it? I mean, are you suggesting that the fact that this is Akum and therefore there's another Mavui which ends with its source of Pesach somehow improves the capacity of the Lechi inside, in the middle, to be so same yes and yes, sir? Or did I misunderstand you?
I wasn't going that far. I was trying to say just.
I'm
saying even if it's.
I thought you were saying since it's a tzuras haPesach on both sides, the lechi in between has the ability to be so same, or to solve the problem of the pirtsa yes.
I wasn't going that far. So could be that's a more appropriate way of going. I was just saying even if you're using it just as hacker bavai, even if you think that the etzim you've solved the issue with a mavoi, you have a mavoi mefulash with tzuras haPesach on both sides, it certainly works. If there is some chisarum in the middle, because of the Akmimuso, perhaps we could use a lechi. The Akmimos cannot create more problems than two pirtsas yes and yes. The problem of Akmimos can never be more than, because it's only that, so then it's two pirtsas yes and yes, a lechi works for both.
It's just for hacker, so we waive the requirement.
Right, but the question whether we're waiving the requirement, then we're just saying a lechi shall hacker provide, or are we waiving the requirement because what we have is a lechi which fundamentally solves the problems but wouldn't work in its current position.
But if you didn't have to seriously deal with that hill, what would the kasha in the Gemara be? What would the proof in the Gemara be that area must fall on you? It could be 100 feet wide,
and you would have no way of knowing that it can't be nisban and kol sasin, because after all, the sides are small. The Gemara says this must be smaller
because
than
the Gemara only brings it in for that to begin with, in other words, or appearance of.
Right? The Gemara says if Shmuel calls it sasin, it has to be smaller than 10. Because what you're saying, as long as the opening is smaller than 10, you have no idea what the middle is.
But in the case of a mavai where the pierce is minatzad, it's actually open to Rosh Hashanah. That would be a case where it would actually be open to Rosh Hashanah.
Right, but if you hold like
if you hold one
fundamental way of Rashi that the akimimus is mefulash Rosh Hashanah too, unless you want to say that there's something which I would suggest maybe, which is that even according to Rashi, even if you hold it's two mavois, it doesn't mean, and even though it's considered a pilush lemefulash Rosh Hashanah, that isn't exactly the same as being foolish Rosh Hashanah. Right?
And you were talking maybe about
that.
Then you might say that a
second
tier mefulash. That's what you're saying.
No, actually, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think.
Then you might say
when you have
that the lechi here is not really having to close a mefulash Rosh Hashanah. It has to close a makom mefulash lemefulash Rosh Hashanah. And maybe as far as that is concerned, it doesn't have the same. The same status of it's a different kind of a pirtza. Maybe it's a formal pirtza, but only by virtue of the fact that this is a Vikiya Sarabin that ends up in Rosh Sarabin, but it isn't a physical pirtza because it's not really a foolish directed to Rosh Sarabin. Then you have to say that, something like that. That's another way to say
it.
It
still is, I mean, even if it's not a foolish to Rosh Sarabin, each month, if there is an etiquette on this on the other mavli, it still is mafulish to mavishin suka.
Say that again?
Meaning, if you, the lechi needs, meaning, even if it's not mafulish directly, which is a rat, it still is mafulish to.
Right, I'm saying there might be a difference in the capacity of a lechi, which is mafulish to shisarabim, to be matakin appearance as opposed to one which is not mafulish to shisarabim, but still needs to deal with a different kind. That's not so clear. And it's not so clear that what Rashi means when he says what he says. It's clear that Rashi means that two mavos. It's not, and it's clear that, you know, that we're generally speaking using the model of being mefulash lishus harabim. Or put it this way, it's not sasum, that's clear. And it's clear that there are two. It's not clear that he holds that it's equally mefulash to lishus harabim on both sides of both mavos as it normally is. It just needs a tikkun. That's the only thing that's really clear. Right. So that could affect. What?
I've tried something different with Rav Necker.
Right. So, no. Either way, is there any evidence that anybody holds, who really holds like Rashi and holds that Rashi's view is fundamental, holds that you could ever have a lackey yes or yes sir?
I haven't found anybody.
I mean, the Maharam Bloomberg is the one who discusses
it. Saying it, but he doesn't.
He clearly holds
it's
not that way.
Right. I don't have any right that should work.
Just to clarify, Tosis and Ritosis?
Yeah.
So Tosis is saying every Rashi, how their Rashi is.
Yeah.
It says that the truth of Pesach in the middle is Kishi Yosef Tash Kore and Rosh. And he says it can be Yosef Miyasi. So you put them to the two points together, it says the only Shemek. Basically, only.
It's because Tosis at the end shows you that he thinks that. It's really one long mavoi, and it's just because of the Bnei Hamavos should see that.
You made this argument.
Right. So obviously you're using the Tzuras of Pesach for something. Yeah. Tosis holds that you need the Tzuras of Pesach for something, but something that's Mehani Min HaTorah does work.
So I'm thinking, is it because it's only the Hecker, or is it because for some reason the din of Eser, the Ramatra, is specifically what Mesul
Shizurah? Marshal was the other.
But the Marsha says that the Svara of Tosis is similar to the Svara of the Mordechai.
So the problem is, though, the Meister need a real insight. If it's fucking foolish,
mm-hmm.
The Mordechai Ham Shalayr, it's not that it's such a belief, the Mordechai Ham Shalayr, and the, you know, the Chumri Krav from which also meant the Hadino, Hadino can foolish, such the way it's saying, you need to be foolish, right? The Hadino can foolish, so then you need it to be foolish, and make it in somewhere. And so it sounds like saying a Chiddush that.
It counts for the din of Tzuras HaPesach.
It counts for the din. You know it's in the middle.
Right.
But then if it should count, so why can it work as an answer? It's going to count.
Because Min HaTorah, it works for...
Why would you be
makil on something that you're saying you really, if you really need it for the normal din...
Unless it's an answer, something you do specifically for Pesuch.
Pesuch, which is around it.
They're open, just around for some reason. need to, that's too much. Not just any space for that. That's why. Unless I'm trying to do that.
Can you say, like, paint that mirror can you keep, like, they really, it was up to you, you could just stick it on the other end. But they made you add a lefty and put this in the middle, so they made it for it to be so small.
Yes, I was assuming that what Tosas is saying you wouldn't be able to say within Rashi, or it's less likely that you'd be able to say such a thing within Rashi. If you're really treating it as being two separate mevos, then I don't know that you would necessarily relax the standards, unless you say that for some reason the pilush to the other mevo is not really as much like a pilush to Rishas Rabim. You sort of have to lav dafka Rashi's lashon of shehu mefulish, the place where it's pilush to shehu mefulish to chaver, or havi kim mefulish the Rishas Rabim. So what's kim mefulish the Rishas Rabim? Kim mefulish me the Rabbanan, and therefore we say that it's. So I don't know exactly how, but I certainly don't think that Rashi would say the chiddush of the Maram. The Marsha says that Tosas's chiddush of saying that you could put a tzuris of pesach yosem yaser is based around a similar svara to the Maram, that we're viewing the mavo as being one long mavo. But I think it's mashma that Tosas understood like that from the seifa of whatever, from the sof dvara, that he thinks it's one long mavo, and you just need the right. But at the same time, Tosas is saying it perhaps only because of the fact that he views it as one long mavo, and you wouldn't necessarily say such a thing if you held it was two different mavos. Yeah, it's easier with the Tzuris of Pesach to say that. It's much, much harder to say it if you hold by Lechi. I'm convinced that, according to, and I believe one of the Balei HaFootnotes in one of the Rishonim also pointed, that, I don't remember the footnotes in the Rashba, I think, pointed out that he thinks that according to the Maharam, or according to that Chiddush of saying that you could say Lechi should work by Emtza, I think somebody else said it also, that the Emtza for more than the Eser would not be acceptable according to Rashi.
Again, there were those who
Rashi
as Marzai and so on.
And that's just, it's Kim, and that's just a Takana de Rabbanan, and we don't really view it as.
It's just the same thing.
But Rashi's Lashon is Tum Avot. I'm going to take Rashi's Lashon as much at face value as I can.
I agree.
Hopefully, unless I have some very strong reason to think that it's not like that.
I just still think that the only way that you really, or the best chance you have of making, if you look at that, would just be to understand what the Pilush and Pilush
means. Right, is it a weaker type of Pilush because it's not really.
That's at least a Pesach to. To seeing it as to having
any. So maybe actually be able to use something that relaxing the standards of what we require to be Sozim or be a hacker in that area.
Right. But then you have to say that there are two din of appearance in a way, or Mufulash, one is more formal din. The fact that it leads out and people use it that way has an halacha, that's why you require it to be good. But in terms of the more practical questions of like, can the Kiyas Rabin, can it really hold it back, Yosef Yes, if it's Yosef Yes, et cetera, that already depends more on the Tzias. I think that's the way that you would kind of explore it. Mm-hmm. Pilush to Pilush or Pilush to Pilush Rabin is different than Pilush to Pilush to Rabin, basically.
So that was all. The first kasha that the Rishonim have with, or the way the Re asks on Rashi is. The way the Marsha presents it, the Rashba presents it. First kasha they have in Rashi is why would Rav be more chomer than a regular din of mefulash? Why do you need a tikkun b'emza iso? The second avenue that the Rishonim take when they're presenting the sheet of the Ri, it's found in the Rush like this, because the Rush doesn't really bring up this question of why it's the din of a mefulash of a mavi akum is more chomer than a mefulash until much, much later in Simin Vav. Then he almost discusses as an afterthought, why should the din of Mefulash the din of Mavei Akum according to Rashi be more chomer than a Mefulash? But the primary, I guess, the reason why he brings in the Pshita of the Ri, he says it's because of a diuk in the Lashon HaGemara. So it's not a kasha in Svara, it's a kasha in the Lashon HaGemara. He thinks the Ri thinks that Rashi is wrong because the Lashon HaGemara, Rasu Kim Mefulash, is not mashma like Rashi. Rashi, according to the way Rashi is understanding him, Torasu Kimafulash means the Akumumis is Torasu Kimafulash. Mashmah Rashi and Lashon HaRash, more so than it is in our Rashi, because it actually talks about Mavi Mefulash. I'm a Torasu Kimafulash. But the Lashon HaGemara is Mashmah that it's referring to the Rash only to the Mavoi. Now, why would it only be mashbetz? Or how is it mashbetz? It's only going on the mavoi. It's not talking about the akmumis hamavoi. So the Korban Nisanel says that the reason why it's not mashbetz talking about the akmumis of the mavoi is because the lashon mavoi is zachar and akmumis is nekeva, and of course that means that the akmumis is probably not what's being referred to when we say Torah. So it's Torah, lashon zachar. So Torah so is lashon zachar. So it's probably referring to the mavoi, not referring to the akmumis of the mavoi. In addition to that, I thought more pasha that simply the Gemara didn't mention the word akmumis any. It just a mavoi akum. So the topic that's being discussed, the only antecedent for Torah so would be the mavoi, not the akmumis, which wasn't even discussed by the Gemara. So I don't know why the Korban Nisanel didn't say like that, but either way you slice it, that could be one of the questions. That could be why the Reed doesn't like Perish Rashi, and that's what's motivating him to say a different shot and say there's no tikkun be'emtza iso. So we have two different views or two different presentations of the Re, one of which is a kashin svara, the other one which is a kashin from based on the lashon Gemara to reject Shitas Rashi and say there's a tikkun be'emtza iso. Move on to section 3. We're going to discuss why the Re, or how the Re doesn't require a tikkun be'emtza iso. So why or how can you view it as being a mavi that's completely mafulish? I mean, the pashtos, if you look at the mavi akum, you see it ending or dead ending at the end of the mavi. So why would you view it as being? Why would you look at a mavi akum as being a mavi mafulish and such that you wouldn't even require a tikkun? You wouldn't view it as two separate mavos. You'll view it as just one long mavi, according to the Re. So the Rashba says that it's nirukim mafulish because of the fact that the people who are passing through, he's discussing it in a different context, but from what he says in that context, it's clear that this is the way he would understand why a Mavi Akum in general is a Mavi Mefulash. According to Rav, it looks like it's Mefulash because you have traffic, basically. People are going from one point within the Mavoi to the other point, from one Rishas Arabim to another Rishas Arabim, and instead of having to go, I don't know, all the way around or whatever it is, instead of having to be makif some huge area, they can basically use the Mavoi as a shortcut. And since they use it as a Mavoi as a shortcut, so you have the Kiyas Arabim, you have Rabim that are over him Sham, to get from one Rishas Arabim to the other. And then that, because of the fact that there's so many people traveling, get it. So it looks, at least Midr Abanim, we're going to treat it like a Mavi Mefulash. I don't know whether we'd say it's really a Mavi Mefulash, but at least Midr Abanim, we're going to view this as a Mavi Mefulash. So we don't need, like a regular Mavi Mefulash, you don't need a tikkun, any more tikkunim be'emtza. You just treat it like a regular Mavi Mefulash. The Rush, when he brings down the Shitas Hari, says that it's ki'ilu mefulash b'yosher b'liak mumis, that it's kilu being straightened out, that we view the mavoi as being completely straightened out. Now that might be a second reason why we view it as being a mavoi mefulash, meaning apparently angles don't bother us so much, and apparently the structure, meaning the physical structure of a mavoi having to be completely straight in order to be mefulash, that's not really true. Really, the definition of mefulash according to Rav is not strictly goes from mechuvim mishar l'shar straight like that. It really, even if the mavoi turns, you could really say that it's mefulash also. Now, it could be the reason why the Rosh is saying that within the Re might be because of the Svara of the Rashba, meaning why is it that we view the Mavai as being straightened out and we view it as one long Mavai, so maybe it's because of the Bekiyas HaRabim, but the Rosh doesn't say. So it could be it's a second opinion about why exactly you'd view it as, why you would view it as being straightened out is because we just relax the standards of Mefulash, and it's really not true that Mefulash has to be straight all the way. Or it could be that it's just a hesber for, the Rashba is the hesber for why the Rush thinks you can look at the Mavai as being completely straight. In any event, move on to the Rayos that the Rishonim bring back and forth, which gets somewhat complicated. Trying to figure out what all the Rayos are. They're as far as I could count. That's according to one opinion.
Okay.
I mean, there's Machlokas Samarayim in the Gemara whether Baki Bar Rabim makes a difference.
That's how we ask it. So at least when the Rishonim were talking about
this. Is it Pasha that we pass him like Rav Chanan, like Rav Huna?
That's
I don't know if I don't know. So I don't. At least there's at least one opinion in the Gemara that one of the Amoraim in the Gemara who didn't understand Rav like that, and I don't remember. I don't know. I didn't prepare the sugya of Pirsus Mavli as well, so I don't know. It is something that we could think about, that it's treated as being foolish because of the Bechias Rabim. That's where the Rash was coming from. That may be where the Rash was coming from.
Well, so the line of the Gemara is if you hold by Rav, do you have to hold by Shua? You're asking why is Rav not holding Shua? You're addressing an earlier question, like the Hashem case is called foolish. But then that line of the Gemara, the one they're talking about, is okay, let's say we hold by Rav and it isn't foolish. It's already appeared to F4. Why is it, doesn't Rav Chanan bar Rava have to go with that? The answer is that's different because Bucky bar Rava. But is that why Rav didn't hold a shul? That's my question, Mike.
That's how I understood it.
You hear what I'm saying, but you disagree. That's all.
I mean, are you reading it again?
The Gemara says, okay, we hold like Rav, and you see Rav held that 4 was already a Pirza. That's a Kasha under a Thunder of.
Okay, you're saying that it can be a Mubin Mufula should still have a larger size Pirza?
No, I'm saying what maybe Rav say it's called Mubin Mufula is something, and then once that's true, how do you know that a Pirza of Dal is a problem? Maybe because of Kiyas Rav. The size of that line is talking about the size of the pirza, not necessarily what we at all in the first place saw this as a bug of foolish. That could be some other reason. We can just drop this.
Okay, so moving on to the rise that the Rishonim bring for Shitas Rashi, there are, as far as I could count, I mean, 5, but really within the 5, there really might be 7 different rayas that the Rishonim bring. But there are 5 Gemaras that the Rishonim bring as rayas for Shitas Rashi. The first Gemara is our Gemara, Mavei Akum. The Gemara says, when the Gemara is trying to figure out where the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel was, is the Machlokas about something which is Yosar Mi'aser, or is the Machlokas about, and at this point we could probably say, the Ri would tell you we're talking about the Sachem as being Yosar Mi'aser, and according to Rashi, the Emza Iso Dak Mumis is Yosar Mi'aser. So the Gemara asked the question on Shmuel and said, hey, wait a second, if the, let's call it something about the Mavo is Yosar Mi'aser, would Shmuel call that Toraso Kis Asum? So if you're Rashi, so you say, if the Emza Iso is more than 10, so then how could you say, according to Shmuel, that a Lechi is going to be so same that area? But it sounds like, it's mashma from the Gemara, that according to Rav, the Gemara doesn't have any problem with saying that, oh yeah, if you held like Rav and you put a Tzuris HaPesach Emza Iso, of course the Tzuris HaPesach works Yosar Mi'aser in this case. So that's where Tosus is coming from when he says that according to Rav, a Tzuris HaPesach, the Gemara, when Tosus brings this Raya, he says that according to Rav, a Tzuris HaPesach would work Yosar Mi'aser. According to Shmuel, a Lechi Yosar Mi'aser would not work in this case. And according to the Ri, so you're saying a Tzuris HaPesach's here, or a Tzuris HaPesach's there, and a Lechi's over in one of the other places, in either one, and there's nothing about Emza Iso. So when the Gemara says it's Yosar Mi'aser, the Gemara asks the Kasha, oh, it's, according to Shmuel, it's Shver. You can't use a Lechi more than Eser, because Shmuel's going to tell you you have a Lechi at either end. But if I hold like the Ri, so then, according to Rav, it's also Shver. So I put a Tzuris HaPesach at one end, I put a Lechi at the other end. So there, I mamish have a Tzuris HaPesach that's Pasuach L'Rishas HaRabim. So Tzuris HaPesach Yosar Mi'aser for sure doesn't work according to Rav, and certainly Alechi doesn't work according to Rav, so it was just as Shver according to, pretty much just as Shver according to Rav, as it was according to Shmuel. So why did the Gemara only ask on Shmuel? Elamai, must be that Rashi's correct, that the Akmumis is the place where we're saying it's Yosar Mi'aser. That's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, is about what do you put in the Akmumis, or do you put anything in Akmumis at all? And that was the thing the Gemara is saying, oh, maybe that's Yosar Mi'aser. No, it can't be more than Eser, because Shmuel wouldn't call that Sasum. That's the first raya. The dechia for that raya is the Rashba brings the dechia that inachanami. It could be that you would ask according to that you could ask the Gemara's kasha according to Rav also and say, oh, if they're talking about something which is Yosar Mi'aser, so inachanami for Rav that was Shver also because the Tzuris HaPesach won't work at either end of the at either of the ends to Rishus HaRavim. It won't work, but it's more pashut to ask from Shmuel, so the Gemara just did. Even though inachanami that you could have asked on Rav also. That's the first raya, dechia number one. Second dechia is that possibly the way we've been understanding Rashi thus far, that Rashi says it's 2 different mavos, so Rashi wouldn't have accepted the raya that Tosas said in the first place. Rashi would have said, what do you mean? According to Rav, it's just as problematic if Rashi would really hold that a Tzuras HaPesach Yoser Me'aser wouldn't work, according to Rav, because it's really mefulash l'Rishas HaRabim, if you take that very seriously, so then why would Chazal didn't relax the standards for Pirtei Yoser Me'aser according to Rav, and then the Gemara, the Kasha, that Tosus is bringing as a Raya for Rashi against the Ri, so that Kasha would be just as Shver according to Rashi, and then it's not a Raya for Rashi anymore, Rashi would have to mitari, it's like the first Techiyah. So it's interesting, I think Yaakov was the one who pointed this out. When we were learning together, pointed out that L'chorof Lufi Rashi, it's not going to be a good Raya. He'll have to answer like the first Techiyah. Raya number two is from...
What?
The first Techiyah, yeah, the Rashi is the Techiyah of Ninchanami, it's a Kasha and Rav also, you'll have to, so you still have to say the same thing. Rashi will say the same thing. Sorry, I shouldn't have listed it as being a second Techiyah. Really, it's Rashi himself would not hold of the Raya or not hold of the Kasha because it's just as much a Kasha on Rashi, and therefore you'll have to say that the Gemara anyway was being Mefarish Aliba de. It was asking the Kasha on Shmuel, even though it could have asked the Kasha on Rav also and is more Pashut. Yes. Is weaker, and then Rashi might be moda. Right? If you say Rashi's moda, right? Depends on how seriously you take Rashi's pilush rishus harab. If you say that Rashi thinks that, so that Rashi could accept the raya, and obviously he wouldn't be madchet. We wouldn't have to be madchet according to Rashi, but I shouldn't have listed that as being a second dechiyah. It's just a ha'ara on the first dechiyah. Second raya the Gemara brings is the Rishonim bring is I put on the bottom when I could. Which Rishonim ask the Kasha, because it's something to think about why certain Rishonim bring certain Rayas, other Rishonim don't bring certain Rayas. I don't have a chat right now for why, like cohesive chat for why all the Rishonim ask different things or say different Rayas, but I tried to make that easier for if people are learning the Sugya, so it's not exhaustive. I didn't go back through every Rishon as I was working and figure out which ones did or didn't bring the Rayas, but I have at least some on the bottom at the footnotes by every single question. Which Rishon asks or brings that Raya and is Madchet. The second Raya they bring is from the Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara says that they had a Mavli Akum in Nahar Da'a that required Dlossos. They were Machmir like Rav and they were Machmir like Shmuel. And it required Dlossos. The Mashmos of saying that it required two Dlossos. So if you have a Mavli, not that is shaped like this, we're going to get onto our second seer, which is a Mavli which is shaped, we'll talk about this later, as Hashem, a Mavli which is shaped like a Ches. We're going for calling Mavoi Ches. The standard chat in Mavoi Akum is a Mavoi Dallas. This is a Mavoi Ches. According to Rashi's understanding that you need Dlossos, according to Rav, the Gemara says, oh, they needed two Dlossos. The Gemara says Dlossos. The Pasha says that it requires two Dlossos. According to Rashi, we can understand that you need Dlossos at each one of that Mumios. So instead of a Tursa Pesach, because we're working within the Tanakhama, we say it requires a Tursa Pesach, but instead you'll put a Dallas in each one of these two akumios according to Rashi, but according to Shitas Ri, we don't understand where you're going to put glossos. I mean, if you put you should only require a delis at this end, according to the Ri, and you would require presumably you would require a lefi at this end, according to the Ri, and you shouldn't require glossos at all, according to Rav, so you should require whatever a normal Mavim Mufulish requires. The normal Mavim Mufulish has a lefi, and either it's a special for a delis, depending on whether you hold a Tanakam or you hold a Hananya. The Gemara is assuming that right now we're working within Hananya. So according to the Ri, Shver, where are you going to put Dlossos? So the Rishonim have three different Dechios that I saw. One is that the Rashba brings that Dlossos doesn't really mean you're putting up two Dlossos. It means Toras Dlossos, meaning the Torah of putting up a Delos. That would be more than what Rav normally requires. We're going to get the Hananya and say that you need Hananya's version of Beis Hillel. You need a Delos on one end. But it doesn't actually mean you need two doors, so the Dlossos is Lavdavka. The other possibility is to be Goris like Abinu Hananel, which the Rashba doesn't think is correct here, so. And Tosa says that most farmer Goris that way. When Tosa brings the question, he says, here says Delis. So obviously the Kasha doesn't start. There's only one Delis. So Nicha Lehari. The third Dechiyah that one could say is that the Eitzuras, a Mavli Akum, which has a Tzura of Eches, we'll get into this later, is not really, Different answer. The Dechiyah is that this was not actually the case of the Mavi in Nahar Da. The Mavi in Nahar Da was of a foolish Gomor, meaning you had a street, Rosh Hashanah at this end, and Rosh Hashanah over here, and the Emsa, there was a Mavi Akum. So here you have a Dallas going this way, and you have a dalas going that way, and each one of these obviously can go back there, and therefore Mimanafshach, you'd have to, Tosafot brings this answer, you'd have to put a dalas in at least two of the sides, because if you wouldn't put up lasos, then you would end up with a problem that even if I, you know, put a dalas here at this end of the Mavei Akum, so neither of these Mavos, Akumos, would be a problem, but Lamaisa, this is a Mavei Mefulosh, and it requires a regular Torah slot, you require a regular dalas at the other end. So those are the three dechios that the Rishonim bring, or at least the ones that I saw. The third raya that the Gemara brings, the Gemara in Daf Ches, the Rishonim bring. Mm-hmm.
So would you consider the possibility that the re might just be cholik? Is that like you want this to be cholik or right?
The re might be cholik about...
In case there might be mechalik
about
Ches,
and what he would disagree with about. What he would say.
These are all answers that assume that in principle it should be the same thing.
That a Mavei Ches theoretically should be the same thing, correct. I'm assuming like that for now, because I'm going to touch on, I have a different section where I want to touch on the different types of Akum that the Rishonim deal with. When we get to Mavei Kenadel, that's going to become...
The possibility might disagree in this case.
Right. Yeah, well, that's a motivation to not say Ches. It's not an answer for what you will say the case is. You still have to explain what the case of the Mavei Mefulosh Na'ada was, that they required Lasos. And if you accept the Diyuk that it was two Lasos, and you... say for whatever reason you don't want to say the Torah was like a Ches, so you still have to explain what the case was. So I have three different explanations of what the case was, and I'm not necessarily touching on whether the Re would, for more fundamental reasons, have to say that the Mavei Ches is not going to be the case in Nahar Dov, because it's not going to be Mefulosh ever. It's never Mefulosh ever, and obviously that couldn't be the case in Nahar Dov. I'm just trying to explain what the case in Mavei and Nahar Dov would be. Next case is Adim Daf Ches. The Gemara in Daf Ches towards the bottom says that a Mavei Akum, they had a Mavei Akum in Surah, and they put a Budya, which is some sort of machatelis, it's some sort of reed mat they put in the corner. When they put the reed mat in the corner, that was supposed to be some sort of Heker, Tzuras HaPesach, something. And the Gemara says that according to Rav, well, you didn't put up a Tzuras HaPesach. According to Shmuel, so you just need a Lechi that's more substantial. This Lechi, this Budya that they put up in the Akmumis, is the Lashon HaGemara. So that Budya that they put up was not strong enough, it was going to blow down, and if it would blow down, so it's not really a Lechi, and it can't function as a Lechi. So, yeah, the question's obvious. The Lashon HaGemara is they put the Budya in the Akmumis of the Mavei Akum. If you have a Mavei Akum with something in the Akmumis, then you're not, obviously you're not following the opinion of the Gemara was entertaining the possibility that this would have been Rav, it's just... You would have required a Tzuras HaPesach there. So it sounds like the Gemara thinks you need a Tikkun back Mumis. So one answer is to, again, the Rashba really likes the Girsa and Rabbeinu Hananel. He says that the Girsa Hanachona is that it was, they put the Budya Bisfaseha, at the Safa of the Bisfasei and the Safa of the Mavei Mefula, of the Mavei Akum, and obviously the Raya doesn't get started. The second possible Dukhiya is what Rashi himself says there. Rashi himself learns the case of the Gemara, where they had the Mavei Akum, that one of the sides of the Mavei chose not to put up a Lechi at all. So now there was no Tikkun on the second end. So even if we would... So even if we would have said that really it should have only required a Tikkun on either end, but Lamaisa, they were lacking one of the Tikkunim at the other end, so they had to put something up Be'emsa. So they tried putting the Budya in order to make sure that their Mavei at least was Nita. That's what Rashi... gives us an answer.
So the fact that Rashi gives that as the case, doesn't that show that
Rashi,
the beginning of Havura, he wanted to say whether Rashi also might hold, it might be like a lesson of Rashi to hold like the Re? Doesn't that show that Rashi does hold like the Re?
No, because Rashi could be just saying that in order to explain the Gemara according to his pshat in his Rebbeim. Meaning he says according to Shmuel, he quoted a pshat B'Shem Rabosov, which he also brings in that Gemara there, he quotes B'Shem Rabosov that Shmuel required a Tikkun Bak Mumis Hamavoi, and if we don't want it to be a... Sorry, so he has his own pshat that he quotes both pshatim. He quotes the pshat in Shmuel that he only quotes within Rav, I don't think he quotes the second pshat. There he quotes two pshatim within Shmuel. He says the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, they needed a lechi that's only, that's a strong lechi. So the Gemara's lashon is lechi ma'alya. So one pshat Rashi says is that it requires a lechi on either, lechi ma'alya means a lechi on either tzad, because Rashi himself, against Rabosov, thinks that there is no tikkun in general in Akmumis. So he says that it's a lechi ma'alya means two lechayah either end, whereas here you only have one lechi ma'alya and one lechi that's kind of shvach, be'emza. And then according to Ragosa, so obviously you need a lechi ma'alya would mean that you need a lechi ba'amza. But that means that Rashi himself was entertaining his pshat from before, that there wouldn't be a tikkun according to Shmuel be'emsa normally in the first place. So he still has to address the question, according to his pshat within Shmuel, why would there be no tikkun be'emsa? Why would there be a tikkun be'emsa? Why is the Gemara talking about them putting the budya be'emsa iso? According to his pshat within Shmuel, it's shver.
Yeah,
so Rashi.
The other mother, they don't do anything. You still don't have to put something in the middle.
You would.
Why? It's Yudah Sussan. The whole point of Shmuel is that it's Yudah Sussan. You don't have to do anything. You just put one lefty at the end.
Are you saying if you hold like Shmuel Mamish?
How do you even know that something in the middle would work?
Why do you need to turn anything?
If you need something there, it doesn't work. How do you know the fact that the V doesn't have anything in the middle when it's coming forward? Should be the middle. It's more modeling than what you need to do.
Over there?
Why does the re ignore place something there to begin with?
Why does the re think that you don't need to put anything there in the first place? Because
yeah.
He views it as one long mavoi.
So
according to Rav, but according to Shmuel, he views it as one mavoi that's susan legamre.
But it's susan legamre, you don't need anything in the middle.
Oh.
Unless the Rashi is saying because he holds like the ring. It's not like the ring.
Oh. Okay. This may explain why the Rashba thinks it's a tzarech. The Rashba on that shot which Rashi says, that dechiyah, the Rashba quotes that dechiyah from Rashi. I mean, he says his dechiyah, the Gersa Rabbeinu Chananel is correct, and therefore they didn't put the budya over here, they put the budya down here anyway. But on that, he quotes also Perish Rashi and says, well, according to Rashi, they put the budya up there. But that was only because the people in the other Mavli didn't want to make a tikkun. So they had to put a tikkun anyway for them. So it comes out that the Rashba then says, but Rashi's pshat is not mechuber ba'ina. I don't remember the exact logic, but he says he doesn't like, he thinks Rashi's pshat, that saying that pshat is not coherent. So maybe, I was wondering what the reason why it would be incoherent would be, and maybe that's the point that you're raising. If you really view it as being sasum, so then, according to Shmuel, it doesn't, if you say like, Shmuel doesn't need, he is assuming Shmuel doesn't need anything by MC Iso, just as much as he's assuming according to Rav, it doesn't need anything by MC Iso, presumably. Although I don't know if that's mukhrach, but presumably, if you're viewing it as one long mavoi and it doesn't really need anything, it's just or it's a mavoi satma. If you're looking at it as one long mavoi, so then you still need a tikkun at either end. No, according
to,
hold on a second. No, we're doing Shmuel.
What?
The budya. No, the budya is the Gemara says speaks back and forth between Rav and Shmuel. No, but according to the Re doesn't view it as sasum according to Shmuel necessarily. He may also view it as, I don't know if it's true. I don't know if we know according to the Re whether the Re views it also as one long mavoi. It just only requires the tikkun of at either end of a mavoi a mavoi. Oh, but the reason why you need a tikkun normally at either end, you're right.
Yeah,
I don't have any hechah to say.
Right.
Still, you need a. Well, you wouldn't. You know, you probably wouldn't view it as a mavoi. I don't think you'd view it as two different mavoi. Sorry, as one different one mavoi according to the Re. According to Shmuel, according to the Re. Doesn't make sense. So then, you're right. The point that you're raising is good. I don't know. I hear. Lamaisa, the Rashba brings it as I said, the Rashba brings that as a dechiyah for the Raya, and then says he doesn't like Rashi's dechiyah. Or he doesn't like Rashi's pshat in the Gemara Bechlal. So, it was unclear to me why exactly he didn't like the pshat. Maybe the reason why he doesn't like the pshat is because how could you say, according to Shmuel, that you need, unless you're going to say, like Rabbi Yosef Shel Rashi, which maybe the Rashba doesn't like Rabbi Yosef Shel Rashi, in the first place. I don't know. I hear the point. That the Chorah
Kohen Tishmuel. Just to finish, so then the reason why Rashi makes it into that case can't be because of Rav.
It has to be because of Rav, and you're saying maybe he holds like Rav. But it's clear that Rashi doesn't hold like Rav. That holds that there's a second shot in Rav from later on. And the Rashi himself brings in the Nitzmash brother from there that there's. I hear. Because he must be saying it in order to avoid the make sure that it's not a raya for either tzahid in order to miyashiv the gemara according to his other pshat in Rav, which may or may not exist. So then I hear how that points to it. The fourth raya, which is going to require a lot of hakdama and is probably the more complicated part of, hopefully we'll be able to finish this soon. Ezra Shem,
what?
Yeah, we're definitely going to draw this on the board. I left room for everyone to draw in their own pictures by each one of the shittos for what Mavi Kenaza looks like because of the fact that it's so complicated. Okay, so the next raya that we're going to bring is the sugya on Daf Ches Amud Beis, the sugya of Mavi Kenaza. Just as a hakdama to the sugya of Mavi Kenaza, there seem to be at least three different types of akmumis which the Rishonim seem to think exists, or it does exist, or maybe it doesn't exist, or maybe it's not necessary. So let's draw all three of them on the board. There is the akmumis of the pashat akmumis that we have there. That's the L shape, the dalet shape. There is the mavoi ches, and then there's an akmumis which they refer to as an akmumis lamed, which would basically be a zigzag mavoi. You have something that looks basically like this. So it ends up looking vaguely like a lid. It's not the Rishonim when they're discussing it don't necessarily assume that both ends here or there have to be sasum. They may very well be open. We'll see when we discuss what the shape of the nadal was. But basically, the mavi is akum twice over, and it was a little bit of an akumis to go between the two mavos. So in order to be able to properly appreciate where the Rishonim are coming from when they're bringing rayas, we have to understand what those different mavos look like and what the issues are. First of all, there's a major machlokas Rishonim about a mavoi ches. The second picture over there is a mavoi ches actually considered mefulash according to Rav ever. Meaning Rav holds the din of a mavoi akum is mefulash. So what does that mean? What is a mavoi that's akum keches considered to be mefulash in the first place? The shita of many Rishonim. I mean, it's not that way. I don't think that's the way. It's not the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch. But many Rishonim, the tshuva that I put on the Marmakom was from Yehuda Eger, lists off several Rishonim. The Be'er Halacha brings it down into Mishnah Samach Dalet, I think on Sif Gimel, that there are many Rishonim who hold that a Mavoi that is Ches shaped is not considered to be a Mavoi Mefulash according to Rav ever. The reason why they say that the Mavoi should not be considered a Mavoi Mefulash is because basically you have a Rishon Rabin running along the front of this. Along the front of the Mavoi Ches. The whole point, or the whole reason why we say that the Mavoi Ches, or a Mavoi Akum, is considered to be a Rosh HaSarabim, like the Rashba said, is because you have people who are flowing from one to the other, because they want to get, it's a shortcut basically, from one Rosh HaSarabim to the other, so they're Rabim who are traveling in it. Here, where there's no advantage for the Rabim to go in, because they just end up in the Rosh HaSarabim, having taken several more steps than they would have if they just would have continued going straight along the Rosh HaSarabim, there's no reason for Rabbim to be Bokim Shalom. The only reason why Rabbim would do anything is because they want to, you know, visit a store or visit a house or something within the Mavoi, but there's no reason for the people to in the Rosh HaSarabim to be nichnas into the Mavoi Akum in that case. So everyone, including Rav, says the Rajba, the Riva, which is quoted as being the Rizba in Tosos, I realized afterwards when I saw it actually spelled in the Rashba, the Riva and the Ritzba are the same person. Tosos on Daf Yud explains this b'shem the Ritzba. It's from Yitzchok ben Avraham. So for those who got confused like me, the Riva and the Ritzba are the same person. But Kivager brings this. Not only does the Rashba hold like this, the Rambam holds like this, the Riva holds like this. Many other Rishonim hold like this as well. So that's going to be a very important issue when we're addressing the raya from Mavi Kenadol, when we actually get to the tzir from Mavi Kenadol.
Sounds a lot like Mordechai's point before, that
Bukiyas it's because Bukiyas Rabin. That's not true. I'm just saying I don't know if that's the only reason why we consider it, especially if you hold that it could even be true by that Rabin.
But is it only because of Bukiyas Rabin, technically? There's no Bukiyas Rabin there?
The
whole point is that since the fastest way to go accessible, so then by definition you don't look at the rest of it as a path there.
I mean, the Pashas in the Rajba is that it has to do with the Rabim Ovrim Sham. His Lashon is that it relates to the Ovrim in the I quoted Lashon Rajba, I think, earlier. That's right, the Lashon Rajba that I had put on the Mar Makomos earlier of Ki'ilu. I mean, it was in where is it? I had it in one of the earlier Osios. Yeah, so that Lashon, the Rashba is using that Lashon when he's explaining why a Mavoi Ches is not a Mavoi Ches, is not considered to be Mefulosh, whereas a Mavoi Akum normally is. So that's a normal Mavoi Akum is like that, and a Mavoi Ches doesn't have that. And that's why he says a Mavoi Ches can't be considered Mefulosh.
He doesn't have to be is it because of the kiyas
rabbi? I mean, he says mitnei ha'ovrim. It's, I mean, the Rashi's lashon is mitnei ha'ovrim ovrim besochel mishar l'shar. You could say it's because they can travel that way, but the Pasha says it sounds like he's saying that they actually move that way.
How do you determine when two rishis rabbis are two rishis rabbis and when they are one rishis rabbi?
When meaning, how do you know what's considered to be? I don't think it's in the case.
Why is it two rishis rabbis?
You're saying because maybe it's mekatzer the debt. It has to be mekatzer or darko.
Do you want to qualify the dalet case by saying it's only true when the two rishis rabbis don't intersect? Or it's only true when two rishis rabbis intersect at a certain angle?
It's faster to get there.
It's only true when you can reach the second rishis rabbi faster by going through the mavoi than by going through the rishis rabbi.
I hear the point. I don't know. According to the Rashba, if you say that
he's saying it's more because of kiyas rabbi. It isn't the path. It's by nature a circuitous path to where you want to end up.
One way or another, you're going to have to qualify.
So therefore, that's not considered a direct path. Like that's not one.
According to the Rashi, if
choosing to go to two different or three different.
Can't be kiyas rabbi in that itself.
Yeah, that's why I was suggesting before.
I think, but
not that this is the kiyas rabbin, but maybe the kiyas rabbin.
It shows you that it's still part of the Shabbat, right?
Because if it's the kiyas rabbin, that kind of thing will flow to get to that thing, so then that's part of the hagdara of it being one masul or one bump. But the very fact that it's, you know, so whatever means that you're not using it as that means, and then it isn't. It
shows you it's too mavol, or it's not.
Two or more.
Yeah. Oh, so not that it's not. It's not talking about its connection to the Shas Rabbin anymore.
Right. I'm saying you could say that idea. I'm not sure what the argument of the show is going to show. So then this question, whether it's one or two or whatever, or maybe it's also the Pilish Rabbin. Like if you come to the corner and that's considered, oh, well, that's Pilish the Shas Rabbin because, you know, everybody's going there, so even though you don't see the Shas Rabbin yet, that makes sense if that's still the shortest route, or if it's an angle and that's the only way to get from this, which is rather correct. But if you're actually, you know, going somewhere which, you know, is contrary to, so that considered Pilish Rishis Rabbin, it's just you don't need Pilish Rishis Rabbin for that. It's up there. Anybody ever said that there'd be a chiluk between? Let's say you couldn't go straight. Say with the Rajba.
There's absolutely no way to get through other than through there.
Yeah, that's what I always thought about, you know. In other words,
some of the Rajba should be considered, even if it's
Cheshire. It might be true
anyway.
Around,
that's
right. But
the only way to get through.
Right. But if you did make the Nafkamina in that case, in other words, it might prove this point because you have the Bikiyas
Rabbin. Bikiyas Rabbin, and the Rajba would say, okay.
But at the end of the day, objectively, you might always say that, you know, getting from here to here by going
in the
like
shape.
This.
Meaning, does the Rashba actually care about the shape?
Right.
Technically, as being a ches, or is it just cheses will almost always, or in the
right.
normal case, will
right.
always be to one rishis around them, and therefore
right.
people are not.
Because even if there is the kiyasra, I'll take a third case. Even if there is a lot of the kiyasra, I'll say you have the same volume of traffic, right, through it as you would for, you know, the other, whatever. But the question is, at the end of the day, is that, you know, is the volume of traffic and the impact that it has. In the service of getting to Rishis HaRabin, or since this is still an easier and more direct way to get to Rishis HaRabin, so the level of traffic is an indication that Dafka people are using the Mavuis as Mavuis, and it isn't Bitaris Pilish HaRabin. I mean, I'm only going this way because I want something, you know, there, not because it's a fastest way. I'm saying two Nafkaminas, in other words. Number one, let's say you had the same level of Bikiyas Rabin, right, but you didn't need it.
Because of
right.
a short walk, because of a direct.
Because it's just easier to get from point A to B, right? Well, let's say you, but for some reason, let's say the stores are or the view.
Window shopping, whatever. This is more. It's
yeah,
more exciting that
right.
way.
So right, exactly. So the level of the kiosk surrounding, let's say, is the same. That's one.
This is scenic route. You can go through the
scenic route.
Yeah.
Right. Or
what?
You know, you can see maybe Ariel's, you know, lefties. Doing that. Anyway, or mine. That's one scenario to think about. The other scenario to think about is, so let's say there's construction. You know, you're going from Amsterdam Avenue and 185th to 187th. But the only way to do it is, you know, Buildings and Grounds is, you know, doing whatever they're doing, and the only way to do it is to go, you know, by Audubon, right? So does that matter, you know, what happens then? Those are two different cases.
Doing it that way, it's also.
What's that?
Going that way, if you say that course.
Yeah. So we're trying to figure out, is that, but it's a chess. But objectively, it's not, you know, you're the same. Maybe Dafka to reach, I thought that you were asking about, I don't know, maybe that's what you meant, about darshaning your work. I thought you asked when you said, like, how do you know whether something's the same rishis haravim or a different rishis haravim? Meaning to get in an L, so going, you know, that's the shortcut if you're not going balakson, and then things aren't necessarily usually built in balakson. So that's the way, or maybe that's how you look at it. You know, that's the, you know, the, that's the direct way to get to, from what, from point A to point B. But if point A and point B are along Amsterdam Avenue, but, you know, either there's just a lot of window shopping or there's, you know, construction, you know, but still, you might say, Nebuch is construction, so, you know, that doesn't make it the derech, you know, Mav Yachas, because it's construction, I have to do three before Mavis. But in the other case, that's the only way, that's the normal derech.
It could temporarily become, potentially you can say temporarily becomes the...
Right, 100%. I'm just saying, these are cases that you could, each case you could also say, oh, it's a lapluge, or you could say, now it becomes, you know, what do we care? But what I'm saying is,
whether the ikker of what makes it a moment of the foolish is the traffic,
right,
or is it the shape?
The shape, or like when we were speaking on the phone, right, we were talking about whether circles or the degree of the angles matter.
Right, right.
That's also something that could be a factor. In other words, it isn't only just the enclosed structures, it's also the way those structures, the alternatives, let's say, and you know, the way that they're perceived. Another issue in the Ches is also that it's two, not just one. Right? To say, let's say on Rashi's level, to say Pilush L'Pilush, Pilush L'Shusarabim, when, you know, it's one, is one thing. To say Pilush L'Pilush, Pilush L'Shusarabim, I don't know whether you say that here. For Rashi, I'm not going to say. So
if there's a more extensive system of back roads beyond the Ches, so to
right.
speak, behind, attached to the Ches, like beyond,
right.
What would Rashi say?
Right.
Would Rashi be Mo that case?
Right.
And that would be even if it's two distinguished shots.
What?
That would be even if it was two
yeah.
distinguished shots.
Yeah. Or like, yeah. Right. Like that.
There's a Shuvas at Rashi, the Beis Yosef quotes that according to Rashi, because the Rashi passes like Rashi, at least in his Pesachim, he goes with Rashi, seems to like Rashi's shot. He says that I assume he's working with it, I didn't see the Shuvas inside, but the Beis Yosef quotes that the Rashi says that even series of mavoi that opens up into a mavoi which opens onto the rishis harabim would also be considered a you would need a tikkun in every single one of the akumis according to Rashi. Huh? But on
the
chas, right? But if there's an opening to rishis harabim here going to there and here going to there. What would be if you had another one beyond so that? There's a Shuvas Rashi Beis Yosef quotes, which I didn't get a chance to see it.
I'm just going to say this first time I saw it. Is there anything today that topography is different? What I mean by that is, for example, you have streets today. You have sidewalks. This wasn't true. It's true in Beis Amidus when they went down, we know that they had sidewalks and they went straight down. But the topography is that people walk today to the sidewalks. You go around, you go, and actually everybody does it, everybody follows it. It's all over the city, all over the country. So is there any such thing that you've gone through every process?
Not following the question. I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
The question is today, the topography, ground.
Oh,
people don't go from here to here because they want to get from here to here. And in the old days, it used to be like that. Today, you have sidewalks.
People actually walk on the sidewalk, they won't walk in the street. Maybe
they
have cars going
the
street.
They wouldn't go the other way.
I
mean, Chazal or Koveya, that if something's Gimel Tfachim, I mean, it's a machlokas and we're on Shabbos Daf Zayin, if you have people who are, depending on what the obstacle is in the Rishus HaRabim, is that Monea, the Hilach HaRabim, to make that area into not Rishus HaRabim anymore? But Chazal or Koveya, it's three Tfachim. You'd need something at three Tfachim high in order to say it's really Monea, Hilach HaRabim. According to one day in the Gemara and Shabbos, what the Gemara's Maskan appears to be, you'd need three Tfachim. That's true. I assume you had to take it into consideration back then also. It's just maybe less frequent there that they had obstacles. But they had more obstacles back then, depending on how many things the people left in the Rishus HaRabim. Anyway, so that's the issue of Mavei Ches. First, we have to figure out those are three different types of ikum that the Rishonim discuss. Mavei Ches is Machlokas, Rishonim, the Rashba, the Riva, and others don't hold that it exists at all. At least the Pashas, they don't hold that it exists at all. And then we have to figure out. We're going to be more. It's going to be talking about Ches, about a Mavei Kenadal. So, what are the different possibilities for what a Mavei Kenadal could look like? So, there are at least four different Siurim that I found in Rishonim. There may be more. I didn't work through everything. So, but there are at least three different four different Shitos in Rishonim, what the Mavei Kenadal looks like according to the Ritva, according to Rashi. So, a Mavei Kenadal is basically there's always a Mavei Gadol, and then there's some sort of Mavos Ketanim that are running off at some point from some area of the Mavei Gadol. So according to the Ritva, the Tzir would look something like this. You have the Mavei Gadol, we'll call this one Gadol over here, and all the other Mavos on the side here are all Ketanim. So you have smaller Mavos that are running off of the Mavei Gadol. And what exactly the Mavei Gadol looks like? So the Ritva thinks that according to Rashi, and Sugya Mavei Kenadal looks like this. It's actually a Mavei Akum. There's a Rishus HaRabim over here. Yeah. And there's a Rishus HaRabim over here. And each one of these Mavos are opening into the Rishus HaRabim over there, and then they're running over there. The Mavei Gadol opens up the Rishus HaRabim over there. This is according to the Rashi Lefi HaRitva. We'll get to the problem of why each region understands why they understand in a minute. The other seer that the Ritva thinks is possible, but he thinks it's Tali on the Gerson in the Sugya of Mavei Kenadal, is to have a one-sided Mavoi with a Mavoi Gadol, but instead of having it be a Mavoi Akum, instead this is Mefulish over here to Rosh Hashanah, and then you have a series of smaller Mavos running off on the side. So instead this is Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaRabim over here, but instead of having it be a Mavei Akum there, it's a Mavei Mefulish. The next here, which is espoused by the Ritva, by the Rashba, the Rambam, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rif, makes sense. I mean, the old same Beis Medrash, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rif, Rambam, all subscribe to the understanding that the Mavei Akum, so the Mavei Kenadal looks like this. You have a Mavei Gadol here. The Mavei Gadol runs all the way through, all the way to the end. There, at that point, it's Sasum. And at each point, there is a L-shaped Mavos Ketanim that are coming off. So you have small shvilim, and it continues, until whenever the sofa mavoi is. So you have basically mavos ketanim running off of the sides. Rabbeinu Tam also runs like this. You have a mavei gadol here. You have a bunch of mavos ketanim, but the mavos ketanim are not mechuvan zeh lazeh, meaning they're where one mavei katan runs into the Mavei HaGadol, it runs into a brick wall at the end instead of running directly into the other Mavei Katan, and therefore you basically end up with the L-shaped Pilush that we discuss over here, this Mavei Akum. According to those who've shown him, within this version of Mavei Akum, of the Mavei Kenadal, you end up with several different types. I mean, in here you have L-shaped mavoi akums. You could have theoretically a ches-shaped mavoi akum if you think such a thing exists, but you will not have any L-shaped mavoi akums. In this verso, aside from having the usual issues of maybe there's a mavoi akum that's like a ches on every single one of the sides, in addition to that, you also have an L-shaped mavoi akum as well. Sorry, you'll have the lamed-shaped mavoi akum as well as an L-shaped mavoi akum going out in through the mavoi hagadol when you make a right turn. Or left turn, when you make a right angle going out. The Rashbam, I'm not going to draw another picture for it because it's essentially the same as it's quoted by the Rezarua, says that you can even theoretically have the Mavos Ketanim Mufuloshim Zelazeh. We're not going to be done so much on the Shittas HaRashbam. We're going to focus more on the opinion of the Rambam, Udi Imei, and the opinion of Rashi, because it's going to be very critical for understanding the opinion of the Ari, as we shall soon say, the Machlokes Ari and Rashi, as we shall soon say, the Rishonim bring. The Gemara says in Daf Ches, just to run through the sugya, the Gemara has a case of a mavoi that the Gemara says is asui kenadal. Abaye says that you would make a tzuras haPesach legadol. So, on one end of the tzuras haPesach, we'll say there's a tzuras haPesach fi Rashi, there's a tzuras haPesach here. In this picture, so you'd have a tzuras haPesach over here. And in this bit over here, you have a Tzuras HaPesach. So there's a Tzuras HaPesach according to Abaye at the top, and all the rest of the Pilushim, wherever they may be, whatever we determine to be Akum, all the rest of them, the Gemara says, are going to have Lechi. So according to Abaye, you're going to have a Lechi here, and a Lechi at each one of the Mavois. And if you hold that you need something Be'emtza, so according to Shmuel, then presumably you'll say that you need to have a Lechi also Be'emtza. So if you hold like Rav Yosef Shel Rashi. You don't hold the Rebbe of Shel Rashi, so then presumably that wasn't we weren't saying you need a lefty there at all. You'll just say that there's only holding the Re, so there's just a lefty, or you hold like Rashi himself, so you'll just say there's a lefty at the end of all the smaller Mavos, closing it off according to Rashi. That's according to Shita Shmuel. The Gemara says that way we have the Gears of the Fanenu, Rava asked two questions on Abaye. He said, number one, who are you holding like? If you're holding like Shmuel, so you shouldn't put up a Tzuras HaPesach, because Shmuel only says that a Mavoi Akum ever requires a Lechi. There shouldn't be any need whatsoever for a Tzuras HaPesach. That line, that question in the Gemara, is a Machlokas Rishona whether that line exists. Rava may or may not have asked that question. The Ritva says, if you had that Yirsa, so then it means that Shmuel Bedin was not supposed to have put up a Tzuras HaPesach anywhere within the entire Mavi Kenadal, and therefore this was incorrect and really should have had a Lechi on it, according to Shmuel, which is fine if you say this is a Mavi Akum. However, it says the Ritzvah, if you assume like this Tzior and it was completely Mefulish, he says, what do you mean? According to Shmuel also you'd need to have something stop right. It's a regular Mavi Mefulish. The Mavi HaGadol is Mefulish Mishra L'Shari. Of course you need a Tzuras HaPesach, or according to Shmuel even a Delis you would require at that end, and Rava's question would not be a legitimate question. You cannot be Goreis the question of Rava, why do you put up a Tzuras HaPesach if you hold like Shmuel, if you say that the Tzior looked like this? So the Ritva concludes based on that the question that the Tzior, according to Rashi, who is Goreis, explicitly says Hachi Gar Sinan, that Rava asked this Kasha on Abaye. So it must be that the case was that it was a Mavi Akum like that. Based on that, So that's the first question the Gemara asks. The second question the Gemara says, that Rava levels on Abaye is that according to Shmuel, we shouldn't have passed like Shmuel in the first place. Rava says we passing like Rav. You see that even in Nahar Da'a they passing like Rav by the Mavoi they made in Nahar Da'a. You see that they were machmer like Rav to require a Tzuras HaPesach. So now the question becomes, now it's going to start playing into the machlokes between the Ri and Rashi. If you say according to Rav you need Tzuras HaPesach, so where exactly are you putting the Tzuras HaPesach? This is gonna where the Raya starts. We start bringing your Raya from Mavi Asi Kenadol. According to Rashi, so what would happen in this Tzir? So we're working within Rashi. So according to Rashi, you need to put up a Tzuras HaPesach with Das Rav. Rava himself says, so really we're gonna pass him like Rav. The Mavoi HaGadol, he doesn't talk about it at all, or Pashas, he's not talking about the Mavoi HaGadol. He says that these Mavoos, or one side of the Mavoos, should be the Blashna Gemara, you make a Tzuras HaPesach L'chulhu, L'haygisa, V'idach yisa mishru b'lechi v'korah. This is going to be a critical line for the discussion, Machlokas Ri and Rashi, and is going to tip which tzir of lechi, novi kenadal you hold of. The Rava says that you have to make a tzir pesach for all those on one side, and you make a lechi or a korah for all those on the other side. So according to Rashi, we're shown to bring a raya that you want to put tzuras pesach for every single one of the mevos haktanim on one side. So one side is over here, says the ritva. But if you and you put a lechi, you know, presumably a lechi or a korah at the end over there. So you have an idach visa. But according to the Ri, where you're only required to put up a tzuras pesach, let's say at the end of a mavei akum. So let's say you have a tzur, you put a tzuras pesach over here. Maybe you'll put one over there. Maybe you'll put one over there. And all of these mevos should only require a lechi at this end. So what are you going to say in Lashon HaGemara? So one tzad is going to be nitar b'lechi v'korah. The other tzad, what tzad? The Mavei HaGadol, it's not a tzad. You shouldn't call it idach yisa. You shouldn't say it's another tzad. And that's the raya, that's one of the rayas that the Rishonim bring against the Ri. But the assumption is that the case of Mavei Kenadal is like this. So the answer to that question is, just assume that Mavei Kenadal looks like this. And that's the way all those who hold like the Ri, as far as I know, all the Rishonim who hold like the Ri accept this as the proper tzior for Mavei Kenadal. The Rambam assumes like that. The Rambam, the Pashas Paskins like the Ri, in the Halacha Gimel, and Perek Zayin, and Hilchos Shabbos, he seems to say that you don't need a tikkun be'emtzo lefi Rav. He Paskins, you do need a tzuras pesach on one end, you need a lechi on the other end for a Mavei Akum. And he says that a Mavei Kenadal, when he brings it down later in Halacha Yates, he seems to assume that this is the tzior. He says this is the tzior for Mavei Kenadal. He doesn't call it a nadal, but he says that this is the tzior for Mavei Kenadal. So all of those Rishonim have to hold that this is the tzior, or actually they would have to hold like the tzior in order to hold like the Ri. That's a simple explanation. I'm not going to go into the nitty-gritty within the Rush. But actually they have to assume that that's the tzior for Mavei Kenadal. As a result, so they can take care of the issue of Idach Gisa very easily. You put up a Tzuras HaPesach, as the Rambam says explicitly, you put up a lechi on one side, and you put Tzuras HaPesach on the other side, you put a Tzuras HaPesach at the top, and according to the Rambam, the Rajva, all of them say this, according to the Ri, that's how you'd understand it. Now the problem is going to be, that's very nice, you're taking care of Mavei Akum when it's L-shaped. From this one that has a lechi over here going to here, you say that's not a problem, Tzuras HaPesach and a lechi at either end, according to the Ri, that's fine. You have a Tzuras HaPesach over here, you have a lechi over there. The only thing you haven't taken care of is what if you have a lechi, that's the Mavei Akum of a Ches. So for that, all the Rishonim who happen to hold like the Ri will say, okay, so Mavei Ches doesn't exist. There's no such thing. And that's how they solve the problem. That's how they solve that raya that the Rishonim bring from Mavei Kenadal, because Rashi's assuming this tzir of Mavei Kenadal, and they're assuming a different tzir of Mavei Kenadal. Now, there might be other reasons why you'd assume that this tzir it might be independent of this, you know, Machlokas Ri and Rashi, there might be other reasons to assume that the tzir is like the other Rishonim hold. Rabbeinu Tam, this will close, Rabbeinu Tam says that the reason why you have to assume that this is the tzir from Mavei Kenadal is otherwise it's not like a nadal. A nadal is a centipede. A centipede has legs on both sides. So he says, based on that, the Ritva, the way the Ritva quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, he says, oh, that's why you have to say that Mavei Kenadal is like this. Not because he thinks that he holds like the Ri, and the only way to be metarets, how can you deal with Mavei Ches, and how do you deal with the fact that there's an Idach Gisa in the Gemara? He doesn't say any of it. He says, it has to look like a centipede. That's not a centipede looks like. When you're looking from the top, its legs are not even. There are Rishonim who say explicitly that centipedes do not have parallel legs. Believe it or not.
If you look at a centipede from the side, it looks exactly like Rashi.
Are you saying if you look at the centipede? Well, only if you have the legs coming out. Rashi says that it's just that it's Marber. Rashi says that the Dimion is because it's Marber or Glion. So you have Reboy Mavos coming out from the side. But I assume that it's the Pashas and Rashi why it's considered Kenadal, not because it's like one side of a nadal. That's how you say it, but it's not as not meduig that it's like you're saying.
If you imagine doing a two-dimensional painting of a centipede looked at from the right side or from the left side.
If you looked at two,
in fact, it
would be the legs going down.
Oh,
you're saying
you
say if you cut
the legs being uneven, that way you get the legs everywhere.
I hear. If you cut the centipede in half, and look, you see the legs going down. Those are the mavos, like kind of.
You don't even have to cut it in half. You can just look at it from the
side. You're looking at it from the portrait view.
Yeah.
Here you're looking at the
standing on the side there, like between the Rashi and the Ri's picture, facing Rashi's picture, so like.
Which one? If you.
Meaning between those two middle.
But if you stand here and look that way, then
no,
you end up with.
There and look the other.
Yeah. So then you would, well, then you would end up with. Then you would right. Then you would get the respect. Right. I hear what Ephraim is saying. It's an interesting issue for Das Rashi. You say it's not only that they have Marbe Raglayim, but more than that, that actually is the way another would look if you were looking at it from that perspective, as opposed to from looking at it from above, from an aerial view, or from the bottom, or whatever. I hear. So that is the last that we started. We didn't get to one of the rayas or two of the rayas from the sugya of Mavi Kenadal, but that is the ribui harayas that are brought for Shitas Rashi, and the dechios that the Rishonim say the bulk of the dechios that I've seen the Rishonim say for all those rayas.
Get your Oros. So safe.
Has work?